Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold. I was in the doctor's office recently and I was reading about shyness in a magazine. And shyness is different than being introverted. Introverted people enjoy spending time alone. They're even energized by it. Shyness is something else. Shyness is feeling awkward or worried or tense when anyone approaches you or you have to approach someone else. In fact, it can have physical manifestations in that it can make you sweat or have an upset stomach or a pounding heart. And while everybody's shy sometimes, for some people it's a big, big problem. So let's say you have a child that's shy around others. How do you know if it's really a problem or something that they're just going to grow out of? And is it shyness or is it introversion or is it maybe some form of social anxiety? Well, parents worry about these things. But Anna Medeiros Miller says there are ways that parents can help kids overcome shyness, and she has dived into it in her article on U.S. News called The Science of Shyness. Anna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first question is just defining shyness. How do you know if it's shyness or a social anxiety, or are those two things the same thing?
They're definitely different things, and kind of like all mental health disorders, what you know the difference between a disorder and something that's more of a personality trait is when it's really affecting life in a negative way. So people can be shy for their whole lives, and it's not really a problem. It's just who they are, and they're content, and they can get by. When it turns into social anxiety, you know, they wish that they could be more outgoing, and it's this ongoing sort of pressure that they're under, and they're always constantly thinking about how they appear to others, and it's just overwhelming. Where shyness, people might wish that they could interact a little bit more, but it's not completely overtaking their lives.
Okay. Now, is introversion something where you're just comfortable speaking less?
Yeah, I think introversion is a little bit different. People who are introverted are perfectly content having a small group of friends or maybe just one or two close friends, not necessarily loving the whole party scene, things like that. Whereas people who are shy still kind of have this desire. They might see other people interacting and wish that they knew how to do it, but they don't quite know how to do that and feel comfortable.
Okay, so shyness, does it come from sort of excessive self-awareness? Is it some, I don't know, inside-out version of narcissism in that you're thinking everyone is always thinking about you and always focusing on you?
I think that might be still a little bit more towards the social anxiety. I wouldn't call it narcissism, but where you really feel like you're walking around with this spotlight on you and you really wish that it wasn't there. And shyness is a lot harder to define because it's not a disorder. It's not something, you know, that we have a diagnostic criteria for and can check off the boxes. And even one study that surveyed parents of teenagers found that 60% of them considered their children to be shy. So it's something that's very common, at least when you talk to parents.
Wow.
And those kids themselves, when they were interviewed, about half of them said they were shy. So it's one of these things that's super common, and it kind of the definition depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that parents sort of self-reporting would report 60% of their kids are shy, because today in the world of social media, and you seem to put everything out there in the world about you, you know, you'd think those two things were in opposition to each other. But I guess you can be brave online and shy in person, right?
Right, exactly. Social media could almost make people more shy in person. They kind of get behind this veil and might feel more comfortable in a quiet room by themselves where they can kind of be someone else. But then when they're out in the world interacting with people, they lose that confidence.
Now, do parents contribute to a child's shyness even unknowingly, or is it something that's genetic?
It seems to be, like we find out with most sorts of personality traits and characters, a mix, of course, between nature and nurture. So there definitely does seem to be a biological component to it, just like a lot of personality traits, you know, different kids in different in the same family can have completely different personalities, but share the same gene pool, and shyness can be one aspect of that. But there are certain things that parents can do to both encourage shyness and also discourage it. So one thing that one of the experts told me was that parents who are a little bit too overprotective, too harsh, can almost boost their kids' odds of going from being shy to becoming socially anxious adults. Whereas kids who have just one or two good friends, you don't really need more than that. There's not really any extra protection from having 10 friends. Once you have one or two, that can kind of protect them from becoming socially anxious.
Okay, so what can parents do if they think their child has a problem with shyness? What can they do to help without it backfiring? It seems like, yeah, there's a lot of advice out there about how to raise your kids. I think about the, you know, like the self-esteem era where you were told to congratulate your kid every time they stuck their finger in a paint and put it on a piece of paper and you called them Picasso. And all we did was raise a bunch of kids who don't know what it is to struggle and don't like it and are not very resilient. So, keeping that in mind, what can parents do without going overboard?
Yeah, I think the first thing is just to recognize the difference between someone who's just a little quieter but still comfortable and a happy kid, and somebody who wishes that they could interact more and is having trouble maybe doing the things that kids their age are doing, really not wanting to go to birthday parties or whatever else is kind of the norm for the child. If they're having trouble functioning in that regard, then it's worth thinking about. Otherwise, you know, if they're a happy kid, you should just kind of realize, okay, maybe I'm not going to raise someone who is going to be the life of the party, and that's fine.
Now, should you,
Another thing.
yeah, can I interrupt here for a second before you go
Sure.
on? If your child doesn't want to go to a birthday party, right, or the other kids' birthday parties, what's the prevailing thinking now? Should you push your kid to go, even if you say, well, you don't have to stay the whole time, just stay for a half hour, just, you know, give your present, have cake, and if you want to leave, then it's okay. Like, should you push them to try it or not even push?
I think the prevailing advice that I got was to push gently. They don't have to go to a social activity every single day of the week, but it is important for them to learn how to interact with kids their age. And the woman that I talked to, who was a very, very shy child and ended up being diagnosed with social anxiety, was saying to me that it is very helpful to just kind of give them a small reward or a reason why they might be able to handle it. So exactly what you said, saying, you know, we can just stay for a little bit. If you're not happy, we can leave after that. But giving them that small push. Another thing you could do in that same vein is, you know, maybe they want a cookie when you're going grocery shopping. So if they can have the cookie if they're the ones that ask the person behind the counter for it. You know, don't step in and do that for them. But this woman who was this shy child herself was the one who told me, you know, don't let them get off the hook.
Okay. So I would think also, in thinking about parents interacting with kids, sort of not interrupting them when they're trying to express something, even to you, so they practice getting through a full thought or their own point of view with the family, even if it takes them a long time to kind of spit it out, would be helpful because they'd get some practice sort of beginning and ending a conversation.
Yeah, I would buy that argument. I didn't hear that specific advice from anyone I talked to, but I don't see why it wouldn't ring true.
What about pushing kids to join organized activities like sports?
Yeah, my experts definitely said that's a good idea. They were kind of encouraging this organized but not too organized activity. So something that gives them some structure and feel like they're a part of a team, whether it's Cub Scouts or T-ball or something like that. But you still want it to be loose enough where they can kind of experiment with what playing is. And having just general play dates where you don't have any structure is also really important.
Okay. Yeah, I would think also that there's a lot of cases where shyness can be a problem when you get older, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you, you know, if it holds you back in your working career or even in, you know, your dating life or things like that, it can mm-hmm. be a real, you know, it could be debilitating to your life. But there is a difference between being shy and being quiet. And I think of someone, politics aside, like Ben Carson, who's a very quiet guy in his own demeanor, you know, mm-hmm. but has no problem quietly saying exactly what he feels. And look at him, he's running for president.
Right, right. That's a good point.
Yep. Okay, so it's all in the article, The Science of Shyness, which is on U.S. News, usnews.com. Anna Medeiros Miller is the author of the article. She writes about health and wellness at U.S. News, and I love having her on. You cover such great topics. Thank you, Anna. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.